There are two categories of personal data you really don't want a hacker to have: financial and medical. I'm Jason Middleton, and for this podcast, we dive deeper into medical records, their security, and their value to bad guys.
It's up to $1,000 per healthcare record on the black market, and it's $5 to $25 for a piece of financial information, such as a credit card.
That was Sarah Jost. She's BlackBerry's global healthcare industry leader. She's also a registered nurse. So here's our chat. Sarah, thank you for your time this morning. I just have a quick personal anecdote. My wife emailed me just moments before this discussion that you and I are recording. She's at the doctor, but they don't have a piece of equipment that they need for her to get the diagnosis that we're seeking. So she has to do three more appointments. One is for blood work, one's for a mammogram, one's for an ultrasound. Is this a typical patient experience, I guess? And I'm imagining that if she's got three different appointments coming up, that means three transfers of medical files. Is that fraught with opportunity for bad guys?
I really think it is, Jason. There are so many inefficiencies in our healthcare system. So not only does she need to access her information from three different providers of care, but also on the other end, the clinicians also need to access that information as well.
Is there a chance here for us to play catch up, or is there a way that medical records could maybe leapfrog into like a new paradigm when it comes to secure technology?
They could leapfrog. You're right. That's a great word. One of the problems with healthcare records, as they've been set up so far, is that they're proprietary to the healthcare organization. So what that means is if you're a physician or a nurse or a nutritionist who is linked up with a healthcare organization, you can access the records for your patients at that institution. The problem becomes when you need to share that information to another provider. Just as in your wife is going to three different providers, how does that information leave the organization in a secure way?
You are a registered nurse, so I kind of have a macro question. Okay, so how important is it that patient records are kept safe and secure, both at, you know, origin point or in transit?
It is so imperative that these records are kept secure. It's not just the records themselves. So on that personal level, if something, God forbid, negative comes out of the reports that your wife is doing today, that is information that is private for her. And she should be the one who is choosing which healthcare providers have access to that information. And she would not want those without her, outside of her circle of care, to access that information, such as her insurers or your neighbor who may be a nurse within that institution.
Right. There's no more personal data than what we're talking about right now. So that, in a correlative way, that's got to be valuable on the black market.
Healthcare information is extremely valuable on the black market. It's up to $1,000 per healthcare record on the black market, and it's $5 to $25 for a piece of financial information, such as a credit card.
And it seems like with not keeping up with security, unfortunately, the medical care community is giving access to the bad guys, like you mentioned. I was looking at your blog, and you've got an anecdote in there that, to me, when I read it, I was like, boy, nature abhors a vacuum. Medical care records really abhor a vacuum, because the UK's national health system was apparently using Snapchat to share files, and I don't think they were doing it to look hip, were they?
They were not. They were really and truly doing the right thing for the patient. They're just not being enabled to do it in a compliant or an efficient manner. If those physicians had the tools that they needed that are okayed by their organization, and they can easily use that to share that information, then they wouldn't have used Snapchat.
Let's pretend the healthcare industry is a sick patient. It's coming in and it needs to have better security. What's the treatment you would prescribe?
So really, the first thing I would say is a deep dive into where are the cybersecurity concerns with that organization. An example, our cybersecurity team recently went into a large healthcare organization, and that security expert was able to hack into the entire system through the air conditioners. So the air conditioners were Wi-Fi enabled and insecure. Those were hacked, and all of the patient information on the system was able able to be viewed.
Yeah, that's a great example. I'm glad you called that out, because also in your blog, I noticed a feature where you can disallow the recipient from downloading your secure file that you sent them. So it's kind of like eyes only while it's on the screen, and they can't really manipulate or save past that.
Yes, that's a really good point. One of the big issues is that clinicians are in the hospital and they're taking photos of things that are happening with their patients. So maybe they're in a surgery and they do a really great hysterectomy and they want to take a picture of the wound. So they take a photo. Well, later they go home and that photo has been saved to their own camera roll. So they are sharing photos with their family, and maybe it's family photo, baby photo, dog photo, oops, open wound, and then back to family photo.
Right. Okay, Sarah, for my last question, there's a lot of political headlining going on around the healthcare system, this CARE Act, that CARE Act. Does that have to be defined and codified before the healthcare community can really address security issues?
I really don't think so, Jason. These are very basic cybersecurity protocols and strategies that should be in place in any institution, let alone healthcare. These are deep dives into how the cybersecurity works of an organization. That's not political. That's not how care is being delivered. It's a basic, fundamental implementation of privacy and security standards.
Sarah, you're doing a lot of valuable work, so I better let you get back to it. Thanks a lot for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Jason.
That was Sarah Jost, BlackBerry's global healthcare industry lead. You can check out her blog on this topic as well. Thanks for listening.